Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim Chal Chavches. So Simon Zion, I'm going to just speak it out. I'm supposed to do it inside. So he has an interesting Hechatimsa. So we're discussing this idea, and this is another example of this concept, that Shabbos, the Shemoneh Esrei of the 18 brachas that we daven during the weekday, Shemoneh Esrei is relevant to Shabbos. Mikra Din, that was the Ikra Tefillah they should have introduced, because I weren't Matriachim. So what about the following scenario? So a person davened the Shemoneh Esrei of the weekday on Shabbos, and he got all the way to Birchas Hashanah. He got all the way through Berech Aleinu. And it was the summertime, and he's not supposed to say B'Sin Talamotar. And he said B'Sin Talamotar. So not only did he daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, but he davened the weekday Shemoneh Esrei incorrectly. So the halacha is in that situation, he has to go back to Birchas Hashanah and re-say it correctly, because he has to not mention Talamotar in the summer. So he davened the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and he said Mashiv Baruchim Arad Goshem in the second bracha, and he said Sen Talamotar the bracha in the bracha Baruch Aleinu. So he has to go back. And he doesn't have to re-say the weekday brachas in that situation. That's the first case that he gives. Since he said Marsha Baruch Marta Goshem, he has to go back to the beginning. So he goes back to the beginning, and he totally ignores the fact that the first time around he mentioned he davened weekday Shemoneh brachas. What about a scenario? He says the second scenario is in the beginning he did not say Marsha Baruch Marta Goshem. So the first three brachas were said appropriately, and now he said that the chaynin, etc., etc. He gets the bracha later when he says v'sin talamotar the bracha. So, if he did not finish the bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha and start over again. Because once he started the bracha, the halacha is he has to finish it. Finishing it, saying v'sin talamotar the bracha, is not called finishing it, because it's the wrong way to finish it. So he started it, but he didn't finish. So that's the rule. That once he starts, he has to finish. So he goes, if he realizes that he said Sen Talamotar the Bracha in the middle of the Bracha, he goes back to the beginning of the Bracha. But let's say he finished the Bracha, and he said, Bracha to Hashem, Mevorech Hashanim. So now, on a weekday, in that situation, he'd have to go back. But once we're arguing that he said it incorrectly, it's like he didn't say the Bracha. Well, if he didn't say the Bracha, he didn't start it. And we said, if you don't start the Bracha, you don't have to finish it. So the Chayyadim's opinion is in that situation that the person would, if he said Talamot to the Bracha, he would not, and he finished the Bracha Mevorech Hashanim, he just switches over to Shabbos. He does not need to repeat the Bracha Baruch Aleinu and then switch over to Shabbos. So that's Siman Zayin. Siman Ches. Imistabek imispalo shal Shabbos or Yom Tov. A person is not sure if he davened the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, or the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, or on Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei, or the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So, Chayos of the Rosh, he has to go back and re-daven. So he finished Shemoneh Esrei, he says, did I daven Shabbos, or did I daven Chol? He's not sure. The Mestaba Amar Kemoshe Rogel, we have to assume that he probably davened in the regular fashion, and therefore he was set a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, if he set a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he wasn't Yotzei, and he has to start over again. But nearly, Chayyadim says, however, here's an exception. The Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he knows that he inserted the extra tefillahs into the bracha of Atok Kodesh, etc. We stop him Simon Melcha Kodesh. So in that situation, even though we say that a person normally says what he's used to, means he said the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, not the Shabbos or Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei. So we should argue that a person probably, in the halacha of Rosh Hashanah, you have to say Melcha Kodesh, he probably said a Kela Kodesh. Well, no, he didn't. If he inserted all of those extra paragraphs, you've broken your regular flow, and you probably said a Melcha Kodesh. And then we have to assume that afterwards, he probably continued into the bracha of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, not the weekday bracha as well. So in the case of Suffolk, in that situation of Suffolk, if he knew for sure that he said that, he would not have to go back to the beginning. Have a good day.